You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Dr. Lalpat Labs on Thursday posted fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 82.60 crores, up 43.2% on year as against Rs. 57.70 crores during the first quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 541 crores, up 7.6% in comparison to Rs. 502.70 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year. Its non-COVID revenue, meanwhile, increased by 9.7% in the first quarter. The company's normalized EBITDA margin for Q1 FY24 stood at 28.4% and PAT margin was 15.4%. Dr. Lalpat Labs clocked a total income of Rs. 555.40 crores during Q1 FY24, up 8.7% from Rs. 511 crores last year. However, total expenses during the quarter was at Rs. 437.90 crores, up 1.9% as against Rs. 429.60 crores during the year-ago quarter. The company also announced an interim dividend of Rs. 6 per equity share, that is, 60% on a face value of Rs. 10 per share for FY 2023-24. The record date for the purpose of payment of interim dividend shall be August 11, 2023, it said. In another development, Bajaj Finserv on Thursday posted profit for the quarter ended June 2023 at Rs. 1,942.63 crores, up 48.4% as against Rs. 1,309.38 crores during the same period last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 23,279.98 crores, up 46.5% in comparison to Rs. 15,888.26 crores during the first quarter of FY23. While the total income for the quarter stood at Rs. 23,279.98 crores, total expenses for Q1 FY24 was at Rs. 18,157.41 crores. Macroeconomic conditions were stable during the quarter with a higher level of business confidence. In this conducive environment, our companies have once again delivered strong operating performance, Bajaj Finserv said. Moving on, as part of its green initiative, state-owned Southeastern Coalfields Limited will invest Rs. 168 crores to plant 26 lakh saplings in Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh, an official statement said. To carry out the plantation work, the miner recently signed two separate agreements with Chhattisgarh Rajya Van Vikas Nigam and Madhya Pradesh Rajya Van Vikas Nigam, MPRVVN, the Coal Ministry said. The plantation will be carried out for a period of 5 years from 2023-24 to 2027-28, with subsequent maintenance period of 4 years for each consecutive year of plantation. SECL will spend Rs. 131.52 crores in Chhattisgarh and Rs. 38.11 crores in Madhya Pradesh for plantation works, it said on Wednesday. In a separate development, a new survey of the World Economic Forum's Chief Risks Officers, CRO community, indicates that the world is facing growing economic instability and political tensions. Volatility in geoeconomic and geopolitical relations between major economies are likely to result in global upheavals over the next 6 months. According to the survey, 85% of CROs expect continued shocks in economic and financial conditions. The community comprises 40 risk professionals from a range of multinational companies covering technology, financial services, healthcare, professional services, and industrial manufacturing. Respondents to the survey identified macroeconomic indicators, pricing and supply disruptions of key raw materials, armed conflicts, and regulatory changes as top concerns for organizations. Now, news related to IPO. Fedbank Financial Services Limited, FedFina, which is promoted by private sector lender Federal Bank, filed fresh preliminary papers with capital markets regulator SEBI to raise funds through an initial public offering, IPO. The company's IPO comprises fresh issue of equity shares aggregating up to Rs. 750 crores and an offer for sale OFS of 7.03 crore equity shares by promoter Federal Bank and existing shareholder True North Fund VI LLP, according to the draft red herring prospectus DRHP filed on Wednesday. Under the OFS, Federal Bank will offload 1.65 crore shares and True North Fund VI LLP will divest 5.38 crore shares. The bank proposes to utilize the net proceeds from the fresh issue towards augmenting Tier 1 capital base to meet its future capital requirements and meeting offer expenses. Lastly, benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended the monthly F&O expiry session in red. The Nifty 50 fell 0.60% or 118.40 points to settle at 19,659.90, while the Sensex tanked 440.38 points or 0.66%, closing at 66,266.82. In sectoral indices, Nifty Bank fell 0.83%, Nifty FMCG slipped 0.69%, Nifty IT fell 0.19%, Nifty Auto slipped 1.21%, Nifty Media fell 0.22%, Nifty Metal slipped 0.35%, and Nifty Oil and Gas fell 0.97%, while Nifty PSU Bank rose 0.50%. Nifty Pharma soared 3.05%, and the Nifty Realty Index surged 2.12%. The top gainers on the Nifty 50 were Cipla, Sun Pharma, Divis Laboratories, Hero MotoCorp, and Apollo Hospitals, while the losers were Mahindra & Mahindra, Tech Mahindra, Tata Consumer Products, Britannia, and Nestle. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.